Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Back at 12 after 800-531-3815, toll free coast to coast. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate, and I'm excited about our guest this half hour. She's a lovely and talented Renee Grant Williams, the author of Voice Power. She is our Brain Trust voice coach. She's also the voice coach to the stars, ladies like Faith Hill and guys like Randy Travis and one of my favorites, Linda Ronstadt, and that cool guy Huey Lewis has used her services. She is the author, as I said, of Voice Power, Using Your Voice to Captivate, Persuade, and Command Attention. And boy, howdy, I'm sure I can use another installment of her help with my voice. Renee, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim, thanks a lot. It's always great to be here.
It's good to have you back. I think not only small business owners, but I think the average person doesn't think a lot about the way their voice sounds, how they use their voice as an instrument. They think of their voice as just what God gave them and not so much as an instrument, but it really is, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is, and you play it and you learn to play it like any other instrument.
Right. I remember hearing people talking about singers as their voice being an instrument and the song stylings of this song, this singer or that singer and how they use their voice as literally as an instrument, like you would think of a horn or something like that.
Well, you know, speaking is so very much like singing, and all the same principles apply. I mean, we have to breathe right and support the sound right when we speak, just like singing. And there are other things involved. Words only convey the content.
Right.
But the inflections that you deliver those words with determine the intentions behind the content. It's kind of like a blueprint to what you're saying. It's in some ways, the way you modulate your voice becomes like a musical score.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there's a situation in one of the national or one of the international cable companies, organizations right now, and there's a young man that I've seen recently who's one of the talking heads, and he's a handsome young man, and he's very articulate, but he has very little personality in his voice and very little personality in his delivery, and so I don't know how long he's going to last. Then there's this guy over in England. I don't know if you've seen this guy, but he's a little guy. He's kind of a I guess you'd call him a cute little guy, And he's got this gravelly voice, and when he talks, he really almost acts like everything he says, even when he's talking about serious things, he almost acts like he's about to break into a laugh at any moment, you know. And so you never know what's coming with this guy. And that guy has been very successful because his voice and the way he delivers it actually is like a personality.
Well, he obviously stands out and gives us something different, and we probably expect surprises from him, because our goal when we speak is to make people listen, keep them listening, and motivate them to some sort of action.
Well, and also, don't you think it's that we ought to have a situation where people can't be sure that the next 2 minutes of what you have to say is going to be exactly and sound exactly and you're going to behave exactly like you did the last 2 minutes? Shouldn't there be a little bit of a surprise waiting for them?
It's surprises that bring people to attention, because when you put a lot of variety and surprise in your sound, you draw people in. Now, one way you can do... You want a tip here?
Yeah.
One way you can do that and bring little surprises on people, Jim, is you can lengthen the consonant of an important word, a word you want to punch up or one you want to stand out.
Mm-hmm.
People, when they speak, tend to fall into a rhythm that's very much like the rhythm of singing.
Mm-hmm.
know the listeners expect that rhythm to continue. But when you stop and break that rhythm, suddenly it's very jarring. And it arrests people's attention. It's like waiting for the other shoe to drop. Mm-hmm. If we have a word that's really important, see how I lengthened that R?
Mm-hmm.
Like my favorite animated spokes cartoon spokesperson, Tony the Tiger,
yeah.
When he said, they're great. What if he'd said it this way? They're great.
That's annoying. Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that again, Renee.
Right?
That's annoying.
People don't realize how effective consonants. I'm absolutely amazed by the power of consonants. Anytime you want to draw attention to an idea, punch up a thought, if you make people wait for your word by delaying it with a long consonant, it just grabs their attention up.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, you talked about the pauses a minute ago. Ed McMahon has always done that very well.
Yes.
That's another guy. And you know, and I think that there are other things. I think you can have a little bit of a signature in your manner of speaking that people can maybe can get attracted to. For example, you know, Paul Harvey's one of the great voices of the world, of history. And I just love hearing him. I know he's some way that you're familiar with. Paul Harvey actually endorsed Renee's book, Folks, no less than Paul Harvey, which is no mean feat, I can tell you that right now. But Renee, you know, Paul enunciates every syllable. He doesn't say vegetables, he says vegetables.
And
I don't know anybody else, I've never heard anybody else in the world who says vegetables, but you know what? I've been listening to him for 50 years probably, and it's okay when he says it. I feel like I'm, you know, okay, I'm with Paul now.
Exactly. It's like being on familiar territory because he's made it a signature. My favorite device that he uses is what I call the power pause.
Mm-hmm.
He grabs our attention, he sets us up, he makes us wait, and then pretty soon. Now, this is probably not a device you want to use too often on the radio.
Right. But he says, this is Paul Harvey. Good day. You know, you're waiting. You're sitting there waiting. You know, you don't even breathe. You don't even take a breath. But now you called it a device, and I like that word. And when we come back, I want you to tell us about how we can build devices into our manner of speaking, but to do it in a way that is successful, not in a way that is gimmicky. 20 after. We're going to be right back with our good friend Renee Grant Williams, the author of Voice Power, and she's our personal voice coach. Can't you tell? My voice is already getting better. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget, subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Renee Grant Williams is our guest. And Renee, you got a website too, don't you?
Yes, it's myvoicecoach.com.
All right. And what do we find when we get there? Can we find out more about your book there?
Find out more about my book and the new Japanese translation of my book. And
they made a tactical error, though, in the Japanese book, folks. They didn't put Renee's picture on that book. And I've got her picture on her book, her U.S. book, her English book, and they made a tactical error there. They should have put your picture on there, Renee.
Well, I always appreciate a gentleman's compliment in the morning, Jim.
Renee, let's talk about that term device. I think it's valid and important for us to let people know that there is such a thing as a voice device. There's a thing that you can do to if you're a monotone type of person, it's your personality to be that way, or you've got a situation where you've gotten into a, you might have to have some help with this.
You
right?
may not have just paid attention to what you're doing. One way, and I'm glad you brought this up, Jim, one way to find out how you really sound is to put the tape recorder on when you're in conversation with friends, or put it on near your desk and tape yourself through the day, and then have the courage to listen to it.
Most people don't want to do that, do they?
it's how many people have you ever talked to that say, oh, I love the sound of my own voice?
Nobody does that.
Most people say, I hate the sound of my own voice.
Of course, one of the reasons is because they use bad equipment. So get good equipment. Get a piece of equipment that does record things properly. Don't use a little handheld microphone recorder or something
right.
like that. Get some good equipment. But the main thing is, I'm not really talking about the tone of your voice.
Right, I know.
And I know you're not either. Although that might be something you could help us with too, Renee. But I'm talking about like people who, when they talk, the last thing they say is they always drop everything off at the last minute. The last half of every word drops off, and if they're not right, if they're not very close to you, you can't even hear. You can't understand what they're saying.
Let's talk about what that does specifically, Jim. If you want to make a pause and you want people to hold people's attention, what you have to do is leave the pause in a pitch that's up, and then pick it up on the other end. So if I want to pause here, I leave that up and it holds your attention. Now if I'm finished, I put the pause there.
Mm-hmm.
I drop my pitch at the end of the phrase. Dropping your pitch indicates that you've finished. Now this is very useful to use sometimes if you're in a sales situation, for example, and it's time have a decision made and you want to bring things to a halt, then you stop. But if you want to keep the listener engaged, so this is one device using pitch at the end of a word, raising it to keep the people's interest going and holding them through a pause or lowering it to indicate you've finished.
And if you're not paying attention, you could actually be using that kind of a device and not know it, but also be doing it wrong.
Exactly.
And it throws people off. It makes them really not want to talk to you.
And it's what you said before. Many people let their words trail off, and the energy of the phrase drops off. And it's so much effort to listen to those people.
It's not worth it.
Now, sometimes you mentioned a monotone. Sometimes a monotone can be very useful. You go straight to bed. In a sense, that was a monotone. It was all in one pitch. But if you want to use another device, you can speed things up and talk really, really fast and drive things to an important point. Or when you need to, you can slow things down.
But you gotta be aware of this, and you gotta practice it too, don't you? Because otherwise, it'll sound contrived.
Exactly. And in my book, Voice Power, I have some good suggestions for analyzing what you can do to find out what your speaking habits are and to fix them. But it's a rich language, Jim. It's like the way we deliver our words and the inflection. It's like a musical score.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the music behind a movie. We create a setting for our words. And just like the background music in a movie, the way we deliver them affects the way they're received.
Well, if you're making your living, folks, in sales, if you're speaking to anybody, even if you don't consider yourself to be a professional speaker, if you're speaking to people, if you're working with employees, you're training, you're managing employees, you're calling on customers, or you're ever asked to represent your company and to speak to a group or whatever, you really need to know how you're coming across. And the only way to do that is to pay attention, to ask people to help you, to listen to yourself, and to be aware of the fact that your voice is an instrument and it can actually benefit you or it can hurt you. Right, Renee?
Absolutely. There are three things that we present to the world: how we look, what we say, and how we say it.
That's excellent. Very well said. Excellent last words. Renee, thank you for being here.
Oh, you're welcome. I always enjoy it, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Renee Grant Williams, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Voice Power, wherever books are sold. Check it out. Quick break. Right back after these messages with our good friend Steve Martin. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.